Vajjaha, rivers. Samudraha, ocean. Girayaha, hills and mountains. Savanaspati, vegetables. Girudaha, creepers. Palanti, axes. Oshodaya, drugs. Sadraha, all. Kamam, necessity. Anuvritu, seasonal. Sasya, for the king. Vai, certainly. Translation. The rivers, oceans, hills, mountains, forests, creepers, and active drugs, in every season, paid their tax quota to the king in profusion.
So, everything in nature has to give something. That is the order. Everything that we see, Nadya, the river. Why God has created the river? It has got a function. Similarly, Samudra, the ocean. Similarly, the hills, mountains, Giraya, Savanaspati, vegetables, all these vegetables which are growing, each and every vegetable creeper has some service, we do not know. Because we do not know the use of these vegetable creepers, we go to the doctor, physician. Otherwise, if somebody is ill, the medicine is there. We do not know how to utilize it. Still, in remote villages, in forests, they do not come to the physician and doctor. The hills, the aborigines, they know so many drugs. For toothache, we go to the dentist, and they extract the teeth, but I've read in Ayurvedic medicine, there is a drug, a root. Only if you touch this side of the mouth, all the germs collected within the teeth, they come. I've seen it. And sometimes in the year, 1931 or 32, I had a very severe tooth pain. So I was taken by my servant in the jungle to some his brain. They cured me. And the dentist could not. I attended so many times to the dentist. I have got my practical experience. And in the Ayurvedic literature, there is mention some drug, the root only, if you touch here, the germs collected in the teeth, they will come out in the corner of the teeth. Some germs, sometimes it is itching, they are all germs. So they will come out, sometimes pains in the toe. They are germs. The germ theory is all right. But they want to cure this germ in different ways. But by nature's way, there are so many drugs and roots and creepers that can cure all the diseases. Similarly, the river has its function to supply water all the year. During any season, the water is collected on the top of the hill. It is stopped there by God's arrangement. And they come down, just like we, by power pump, we get water down to the top of the roof and stop there. Similarly, on high level of hills and mountains, water is stopped. Sometimes they are stopped in ice form, not in liquid form. So according to the seasonal changes, the ice become melted and the water is up. It comes through the river. The same thing is there, but because we have now turned to become demons, the rivers sometimes overflow, killing so many men and animals, and the law. Actually, everything is meant for kamam, for supplying our necessities. And as soon as we are disobedient to God, demon, nature will give you punishment. Instead of supplying you water, water is there, it is overflow, will be in trouble. So these rascals, they cannot see how nature is strong and it is controlling everything. Prakriti, prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. Ahunkara vimurātmā patkāham iti mandat. Everything is perfectly being done by nature. Nature is appointed by Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, mayādhasena prakriti sriyate sacarāsaram, under my control. So, prakriti will work very nicely, provided you are also nice, Krishna conscious. If you are not nice, then they will dhesa gunamai mama maya durasaya. My maya, my prakriti, my energy is very strong. Durasaya. Disasters that trying to control this class, government, so much money they wasted, but still in this quarter there is havoc. Therefore, they will disagree. Mama maya durasta. You cannot control the nature's will. That is not possible. How nature can be controlled? Māmīva da prapadyanti. Maya mīkā. This is the law. If you become disobedient to God, then prakriti or nature will give you trouble in so many. And as soon as you become submissive, surrender to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be no more nature disturbance. I have heard in 1898, I was born in 1896. So, I have heard as soon as I remember, in Calcutta, there was a very virulent type of plague epidemic. In 1898. So, Calcutta became devastated. All people practically left Calcutta. Daily hundreds and hundreds of people are dying. I was 1 year old or 1.5 year old. I have seen what was happening. But there was plague epidemic that I did not know. I later on I heard from So, one Babaji, he organized Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Sankirtan. When there was no other way, so he organized Sankirtan all over Calcutta. And in Sankirtan, all people, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Parsi, everyone joined. And they are coming, they are going road to road, street to street, entering in every house. So, that Mahatma Gandhi Road, 151, you have seen. The Sankirtan party, we received very nicely, there was light, and I was very small, I was also dancing, I can remember. Just like our small children sometimes dancing. I remember, I could see only up to the knees of the persons who had danced. So the plague subsided. This is a fact, anyone who knows history of Calcutta. The plague was subsided by Sankirtan. Of course, we do not recommend that Sankirtan should be used for some material purpose, that is Namapura. Namapura. Shama Subhaktya Matikrama. Sankirtan, you can utilize Sankirtan for some material purpose, but that is not allowed. That is Namapura. Because Nam, the holy name of Krishna, and Krishna, they are identity. You cannot utilize Krishna for your personal material benefit. That is Abra. Krishna is the Lord. You cannot engage the Lord for yourself. Similarly, you cannot utilize the holy name of the Lord for some material purpose. That is not allowed. So anyway, because the Thaman Prabhupada, if you wanted some material benefit by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, you will get it. But that is Nama Para. So you won't get the ecstasy of loving God. That is the aim of chanting Hare Krishna. How you shall elevate yourself to the platform of loving God. That is Sabhi Pumsan Parodhan Tatu Bhakti Rasa. Not for utilizing the holy name for some material purpose. But this happens, you have got experience, I have heard and seen. So, everything, the rivers, the seas, oceans, the mountains, the hills, the forests, the creepers, the vegetables, sarva, kamam, anuvit, according to seasonal changes, everything has got meaning. So, if we are honest, if we are, because just like in prison house, jail, although the prisoners are criminals, honest, still there is arrangement for your comfort by the God. There is arrangement of supplying food and all other necessities of life. Recently, in Ahmedabad, when I was visiting, the prison authorities also invited us for kirtan. So I saw the prisoners. Sabarmati jail, yes, where Gandhi was also in prison, facing the political movement. So Gandhi's room, where Gandhi was staying, they showed me and I sat down there. So, very, very good arrangement for the comforts of the prisoners. if they abide by the laws. Similarly, although this material world is just like prison house. Prison house, we living entities, we have come here as punishment. Krishna Puliya Jeev Bhogavan Cha Kare Pasete Mayatare Japoti Adhara. Now we are under the control of this external energy, material energy. We have become controlled just like we become controlled by the prison authorities when we are criminals, not ordinary. Ordinarily we are free. Those who are not within the walls of prison house, they are free. They are acting wherever they like, they are going. But within the law. Similarly, we have got freedom. There are living entities, their number is greater. Nitya mukta, ever liberated. They live in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, planets. Nitya mukta. Nitya mukta means eternally liberated. They never come down in this material. And we are nitya bodha. Ever conditioned, eternally conditioned. Eternally conditioned means we cannot be eternally conditioned. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, our natural position is ever liberated, eternally liberated. But because we wanted to imitate Krishna, we wanted to become Krishna as Mahabharis want to do. Therefore, in the spiritual world, Krishna is the only enjoyer. Ekam eva advityam. Aham bhoktaran jagratavasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Sarvaloka. Not only of the Vaikuntha lokas, planets, but these planets also. Everywhere, Krishna is the supreme prophet. Therefore, he is the supreme enjoyer. We cannot be enjoyer. We can simply be servitor. That is our natural position. Just like a dog, when it serves a nice master, he is happy. Otherwise, it is street dog. Nobody cares for it. Street dog. And street dog has no position. And sometimes they are killed. Similarly, when we live under the full protection of the Supreme Law, that is our healthy condition. That is our real life. And as soon as we give up this position to be subordinate, to be predominated by the Supreme Law, then we are dealt. We are thrown into this, under the control of this material nature. And according to our work, we get different bodies. There are 8,400,000 forms of bodies. And we get one body after another. Tatha dihantaram prapti. Dhirastattva namahiyati. This is called ever condition. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata. In this way we are wandering from one species of life to another, one planet to another. In this way the Brahmanda, this universe is very, very big. And there is immense opportunity to become sometimes demigod, sometimes dog, sometimes cat, sometimes tree. This way, we are wondering. But this human form of life, especially those who are born in India, now it is not limited within India by grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His prediction, Prithivi Tyasi Jatana Vrati. Now, the Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, is being distributed all over, all parts of the world. That is the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is the opportunity of getting out from the control of the material by accepting bhakti lata bija, accepting this very principle that we are not master, we are servant. We are jivir sarupa nitya prasanna, so eternally servant of Krishna. As soon as we accept it and engage ourselves in the service of the Lord, that is our liberation. Then again we become nitya mukta. We revive our original condition of life. Original condition means ever liberated. We can go anywhere when we are actually liberated, when we are not conditioned by this material body. That spark, spiritual spark, as I explained several times, revives all godly qualities. Sarvaga, we can go anywhere. That's like Narad Muni. Narad Muni is Sarvaga. The ideal living entity. He's going everywhere in the spiritual world, material world. Similarly, every one of us, we can travel. Even within this material world, there are different grades of planets. There is one planet which is called Siddha Loka, where the inhabitants, they can fly in the sky without any instrument. Anumasiddhi, Yogasiddhi, that which is called Siddha Loka. All kinds of yogic, ostracism, eight kinds of perfection, they possess. They have to practice the mystic guru system. By nature, they are perplexed. As a yogi can travel from one place to another without any instrument, they will sit down here and perform the yogic practice within a moment or within a minute where he wants to go into it. This is yogic perfection. This is called anima siddhi, yajna siddhi, prapti siddhi, vajita siddhi, vijita siddhi. So these are simply samples of our perfection. By yogic practice, we can regain some of our sample liberty. But actually, when we are in our spiritual form, identity, we are not just liberty. You can go anywhere, you can do whatever you like. As Krishna can do, of course, Krishna is the Supreme Person. His power, his liberty is unlimited. Our power and liberty is limited. So when we use our power and liberty within that limit, we are called Nitya Mukta, ever liberated. If we want artificially more power to meet Krishna, then you are not. Then Krishna Bhulyadi Bhagavan Sakare, then you are conditioned in this material. Because in the spiritual world, the enjoyer is only Krishna. Nobody can enjoy. Everyone is selfish. He is Sarupa Nitya Krishna. Still, although we are put into the prison house, all these rebellious souls, this prison house, this material world, is only one fourth of Krishna's space. Tritanshinasthitujagat. The three fourth part of creation is the spiritual world. Just imagine. This ekansha, ekansha means not only this one universe. There are many hundreds and thousands of universes like this. This is one of them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this universe is just like a mustard seed in the bag of mustard. You just imagine in a bag how many mustard seeds it can pack. You cannot count. Mustard seed is in a bag 2.5 months away. Can you count? No, it is not possible. Similarly, all these universes, material universes, each of them is compared with the mustard seed. And this is where our experience is one of the master things which is the Vyagama. And all these material universes combined together, aggregate, is one fourth creation of Krishna. And the three fourth part is the spiritual one. So just imagine how many created living entities are there. There are also living entities. There is ever living. Just like in the jail. The population in the jail is very small in comparison to the population of the city. Similarly, within this material world, all the living entities, there are the conditions, very limited number. They are limited number are there in the spiritual world. But still Krishna has made arrangement. So Krishna is giving us chance, a human form of life. That I give you all facilities, all the supplies, necessities of your life. The river will serve you, the hills will serve you, the mountains will serve you, the ocean will serve you, the forest will serve you, the vegetables will serve you, the animals will serve you, everyone will serve you. Now you have got human form of life. You take service from them, live peacefully and cherish. It is that. But these verses, they will not chant Hare Krishna. They want to denominate about these things, mountains, rivers, animals. In the Bible it is said, the animals are given under the control of human beings. Man, you know, they are praising it because the animals are given under the control of man. What a man should often scatter the house and eat. Suppose, if somebody gives his son, and he put my son, keep him under the control. Does it mean I can eat it? The natural interpreting that way. Because the animals are even under the control of man, therefore, there should be slaughterhouse, they are to be killed and buried. This is the interruption of the battle. Is it not? Who knows that? Anyone? Nobody knows Bible? I have forgotten. Anyway, so...
In the Quran
also, you say.
Yes.
That animals are under the control of man. So that is natural. It's like... Why is it similar? Therefore, we still have a better part of this. We should know. We are also eating a vegetable. What kind of jiva, living entity, we have to eat? That is still the same. Not that, because one living entity is food for another living entity. It does not mean I say it's my own son. I am father. We do not do that. Because it is all discrimination. Clearly, for the human form of life, that should be discrimination.
You have
to eat. You
have
to eat. Discrimination. What kind of food I shall eat? How?
They eat food.
Can you please? Because stool is also food, I shall eat that. What is it? That is this thing. You say that everything is food, but why don't you eat food? The other. One man's food, another man's what? The other. What is to be eaten? What is not to be eaten? Now, our discrimination, because when life is meant for becoming God conscious,
That's not the answer. But we have to ask the matter. What is it? That we are aware that we have, that we don't think, is an end of Buddha, Prasada. Now, what is this new one? If that is, but that doesn't come to him, then that's the opposite to him. But that is, the mean vegetable, but anyone who are watching in the old time, so we are being different to serve. Although, are meant by eating.
By the man.
That what is it is. Our farm is for half farm, huh? What can I mean to do that?
All has time.
Well, what happens?
All has time.
Well, go, not just half time.
Of the human being.
The human being has time. The all has time is for half time, huh? Oh, put on. Do it to 10 o'clock.
That's when the tree grass is dark and beautiful.
That is for long.
Good food for the day. Full day.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do.